It is that time once again here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS, Daryl Grandy, alongside my dear, close, personal friend, the one, the only, the lovely, the talented, Michelle Conti, Conti Law, ContiLawPGH.com. We're talking Essentials of Estate Planning, Essentials of Estate Planning, ContiLawPGH.com. That's the website, 724-784-0239, 724-784-0239. Two fantastic locations. The OG one, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, and that's the original one. The new location, Waynesburg, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104. And I've been hearing tell from the higher-ups here at the radio station that I could very well be making my way out there as we could do some broadcasts from the facility in the coming weeks.
Won't that be fun?
That'd be fun.
With all the staff, and we can let them talk.
Yeah.
We can give them some time to talk about what it's really like to be at Conti Law. And
the way you said that makes it seem like they're going to talk during normal business hours.
They love it here. Hey, did you know we were just voted?
Yes.
I think we won silver, so okay. Second place. But number two place to work in Western Pennsylvania.
All right. Hooray. This is great. This is big news from Conti Law Firm. Second best place to work. So you're taking applications from what I'm hearing. I can sign on up.
We're always hiring.
All good there.
I laughed because I talked to a lady and I said, who voted? Who would know if it's a good place to work?
Right.
My staff didn't vote. So I thought that was hilarious. But yeah, apparently we won some award that we're a great place to work at.
Now, talk about that, because what does it take in your estimation? We'll get to the estate stuff in a second, but in your estimation, just as the Conti in Conti Law, what in your estimation, and given the fact that you've got the bona fides to back it up now, what in your estimation makes an effective law firm as a place to work? I mean, in terms of we know from the outside what makes an effective lawyer, attorney, whatever. But in terms of like the actual interaction between the law firm, because you've got staff there. If you go on ContiLawPGH.com, there are six of you in the picture. There's a staff there. There's interplay. There's that sort of dynamic that if you don't know something, one of your other associates at your firm would. In terms of what you've done, because you've been the head of the law firm, you've been the lowest person on the totem pole of the law firm throughout your career. That's how a law career works. You ascend.
Right.
How, in your estimation, what makes an effective law firm organization as an actual firm? Just the interpersonal dynamic.
Being understanding, being a human being.
Okay.
I'm a mom. I'm a wife. Mm-hmm. I'm a daughter.
Sure.
Stuff happens in real world. In everyday life. So we have most of our employees have kids, and kids get sick. And
right.
Mine, I got a phone call 2 weeks ago. My son broke his ankle, and I was the only parent available. And sorry, I have to take my kid to the emergency room. So,
oh my God.
Life happens. And I think being understanding and being a human first before a boss is important. My staff, and I can say this wholeheartedly unbiased, my staff bust their butt.
Sure.
I've never seen a better group of folks who are willing to stay longer, come in on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a deadline, if we have a client, who's sadly dying, if we need to get something done, they're willing to stay. And it amazes me because it's not, I don't say you have to stay.
I say,
you're done. You can go home. And they know otherwise I'll be here by myself till 10 o'clock or on the weekends. And, it doesn't happen often, but I can say that they're great and they're willing to bend over backwards. But I think they are willing to bend over backwards because they feel appreciated.
I think that helps. That matters because I've heard this as an axiom of effective management and an effective manager. To put this in your court, that you wouldn't ask something of your people that you yourself would not do, and for them to absolutely know
correct.
That and appreciate that and understand that. That's what Thomas Jefferson once said. The any organization is a lengthened shadow of one person. He said, "Man," because 18th century, but you know, the extension of one person, and you know, they all have to be, anyone in your staff for it to run effectively would have to be an extension of you in terms of your principles, your, what you bring to the table, your humanity, as it were. You mentioned the humanity aspect of it, and I think that's probably why I've probably been a little bit different animal, because I don't have the, I mean, I'm a son, yes, but not a brother, not a not a husband, not a father. So I'm more of a cyborg right. when it comes to that sort of thing. They're the ones that have to tell me to go home and all that fun stuff. But
yeah, right.
But it's that personal dynamic.
It is, and it makes me laugh because, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago, and I was here on a weekend, and I was making phone calls, and A, people were shocked that I was calling them after hours or on a Saturday.
The secret spam caller.
Yeah, right.
Potential spam, Michelle Conte.
They make me laugh. The one day I was bringing the garbage in, or I was getting the mail, or whatever.
Sure, right, right.
And they said, you don't have people for that. And I said, well, I do, but I have a free minute, so why wouldn't I do it? You
right.
know, it's the same as, what would your parents expect from you at home?
I can tell you so many stories. I will withhold names, but I can tell you so many stories. That's for the cocktail party. But yeah, in that exact same regard of workplaces gone by. But
yeah,
so yeah.
So I think that's what makes them happy. And they're a great group to work with, and I have no complaints. We have an incredible crew. We're small but mighty.
Yes.
We're growing. We have two new people who, I guess I can say this now, who are joining us in January.
Wow. Okay,
so I'm
great.
Very happy for that.
Tremendous. And growth is good. Growth is good internally. Growth is good externally, because it shows the world at large that you're serious, and it shows that you're you know, on the come up, as the kids say. But all good there. It's very, very exciting times at Conte Law Firm, to say the least. And as we sit here in the middle of December, and this is a chance for us to reflect, right? And for us to reflect on the year gone by and you know, the year ahead, obviously, you know, the planning that you're doing ahead, and a good chance for all of us in the world, not just at a law firm, but all of us in the world to reflect on our situations, you know, do a double check of our situations, especially when it comes to estate planning, correct?
Absolutely. I would say I hear it so much. You know, this was my New Year's resolution, or
sure.
I should have done this all year, and I'm finally doing it now. So they'll touch base at the end of the year so they can check it off the list. But, you know, no one is promised tomorrow. It doesn't
yes.
matter how much money you make. You know, it does not discriminate. Death does not discriminate.
Right.
We're
yeah.
all going to pass.
As you've learned,
point.
Yes.
So, yeah, so it makes sense. Get your stuff done. And, you know, the nice part about it is once it's done, if it's done right, which
right.
I'd like to think we do it correctly the first time, you don't have to think about it again. So, you know, you get it done, you cross it off your list, and you move on to the next thing.
Now, should people, and I know this is what the Conte Law Firms of the world are for, but should people, would you recommend, in your estimation, do maybe like a year-end assessment of their own situation when it comes to estate planning? Yes, it's one thing to set and forget it and do the thing and come up with the documents and you know, have all the stuff already in place. But is it good practice? Would you suggest just at home or to call 724-784-0239 to just do like a keep an eye, keep tabs as it were on the take however many minutes it takes to do that, just to relook at the plan, make sure, okay, yeah, this is all good, we're good.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts. You know, it always amazes me when I'll get a phone call literally years later
uh-huh.
to tell me that somebody died.
Oh my God.
And you know, any of my clients can attest to the fact that I explained to them that anytime there's a birth, death, divorce, disability, or disinheritance, you need to call me
right.
if we're changing things.
Sure.
And especially if one of my clients dies, maybe something doesn't need to occur. Maybe we don't have to do anything, but A, it's nice for me to know that they're deceased.
Right.
And if there's a surviving spouse, we certainly want to be able to assist. If there's something, maybe it's something small that they don't know has to happen.
Right.
So I like to be informed. Most people don't follow up, which is a shame. But we do have the clients. Like this past week, I had one of my, and I don't have favorites.
Right.
But these are a favorite of mine.
But if you did.
They've been with me. Oh, I was looking at their documents. Since at least 15 years.
Right.
And I was telling them a story that I said, do you remember after I had my kids, I was on maternity leave, but I was still working from home. And the gentleman, I can say his first name, his name's Ray.
Ray.
But
Ray.
He said to me, what the heck is that noise? And I laughed and I said, Ray, I just had two babies. And they're hungry, and they're in the background, and they're crying, of course. And so I've seen him. So, fast forward, that was really? 11 years ago, and I was telling him that story when I just saw him. Oh. And he said, oh, I'm sure I didn't say that. And his wife was laughing. She said, I do remember it. Michelle said, don't you recall? I just had some babies. Now, we review theirs because mm-hmm. he's very diligent. He's on top of it.
Sure.
He knows what he wants, and he wants us to sit down, which I think is fantastic.
Right.
We're willing to do that with all of our clients. Most of our clients, however, only if something happens,
right.
An unforeseen death or somebody's, disabled, then they'll follow up. But I always think it's a great idea. Maybe not every year.
Sure.
Maybe not. I have clients who follow up with their financial advisor every 6 months or a year. I think that's fine.
Sure.
But I do think they need to reach out to us every so often.
Sure.
To say nothing's changed or, we want to make changes because life changed.
Right.
Life happens.
So again, you would qualify that perhaps as the bastion of the major life events, the births, the death, the weddings, the divorces, that sort
Correct.
Of thing. Not necessarily like the purchase of a new house or a new car or something like that. That might be more for the financial planner, but again, the major life events.
Right. I mean, unless they have a trust in place,
sure.
Which some of our clients do, then we certainly need to make sure. I think this is one, and we can talk about this at a later date, but this is one of the areas where you need to make sure that your trust has actually been funded. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I see is
sure.
people will have a trust in place and then not put anything in it.
Oh, boy.
So...
Huh.
Yeah, I think
I never really considered that.
It depends on what they have and what they need.
Huh, okay. I never really considered that. I mean, a trust I would think would come. And again, I'm not set up a trust for myself yet. I mean, I know I'm in talks with my parents about a trust for our family situation in terms of them to me, but I never considered the whole the ability to fund anything. I would think a trust would come with the, fully loaded set of whatever the assets would be.
I think that's what one a big misconception is.
Proof positive right here. Raise his hand.
Right. you can pay an attorney, a law firm to put together a trust. Mm-hmm. The fanciest trust. It's not going to work unless something's actually been put into
in it.
The trust.
Right. Okay.
So I think that's important to remember. Here's another story. I met with somebody last week, as
sure.
it were, and she went online and had a trust, a whole trust. I have no idea what she paid, but she had a trust established
online
and all of the documents and, that go with it. And I said to her, well, what's in your trust? And she said, I didn't know something had to go in my trust. And, if there's one downside of doing the estate planning documents online, it's because you don't have someone, you don't have that human interaction
right.
to guide you. And she didn't. And, it was a shame because she paid all this money. And I said, first of all, nothing was in the trust. But I said, you don't need one because everything that you have already avoids probate. And again, the point of a trust is to avoid probate most often, depending on the trust.
For something like that, Yeah, and this is obviously an endorsement of you, but I don't understand the logic of going online I get online for some things as an alternative to the brick and mortar, but in terms of like the legal stuff, I thought for a half second about getting my divorce stuff done offline or online, but then I thought much better of it and got it done through a local professional. I got to think same thing here because you want to get it right. I mean, you want to get, as indicated by your case, you want to get it right. You want to get it nailed down, and that's just talking to somebody and having somebody walk you through it. I mean, that for something so serious and for something so, literally legal, you'd want to make sure to have it done correctly and, do it right the first time, dirt foot.
You would think so. I mean, that's my assumption. And
screw for the rooftops.
She's a perfect example. When I said to her, well, great, you have this vehicle, right? You have this trust. It's set up. It's the way you want it. Now what's in it? And she kind of looked at me very baffled and said, what do you mean something has to go in it? And she didn't have that follow through to explain to her what a trust was and what it did. She just thought, oh, everybody else has a trust. I should get one too.
Sure.
And in her, you know, in that case, she spent a lot. And somebody who's created a trust knows this. She spent a lot of money.
Right.
And she didn't need it. It kind of backfired. So I think that's the downside of using the online systems. I've reviewed them. I have clients who have, you know, come in and said, you know, I had so such and such, mm-hmm. you know, company draft this for me. Is it any good? And sometimes they're okay if sure. it's basic. Sometimes they're not okay. And it stinks because, again, you're paying for something you don't know if it's any good.
Right.
But more than that, just like, and I don't know if you remember.
Okay.
The first time you bought a car, right? You bought a car from the dealer.
Yeah.
The dealer or whoever, but typically the dealer is going to sit down and show you how the stuff inside the car works.
Yes.
Or a smaller scale. You buy a new cell phone. Yes. I need a new cell phone, and I refuse to do it because I don't want to learn new technology.
Right.
I'm a creature of habit.
Right, right, right.
So my phone doesn't work half the time, and that's why. But they'll teach you or they'll show you the ins and outs, the little things.
Right.
So compare that with an attorney, right?
Sure.
If you could go online and file your divorce decree, just like I could, I'm not a family attorney. I would know how to do that part. But then what happens next? It's always the mm-hmm. follow through mm-hmm. that yeah. those online sources are lacking.
Right. That human element, the element of service.
Correct. Right. So that's my opinion, my two
sure.
cents for the online.
Yeah, again, when it comes to something like this, when it comes to an Amazon purchase, fine, great, do it. But when it comes to something, yeah. something like this, you know, no. I mean, it makes so little sense to not go through Michelle Conte again, 724-784-0239, contelawpgh.com, also available on all the socials. So, it is all good here as we wrap things up here as we get to that final stretch there. So are there any sort of to-dos or legal when it comes to estate planning in terms of, for lack of a better term, like rollover or anything that sort of has to be done by December 31st to be good this year or not the next year? I say this in mind because I'm getting the drumbeat of different advertisements about certain things we need to enroll for like health coverage by December 15th. Is there a similar sort of translation for the estate planning field?
Yes and no. For basic estate planning, the answer is no.
Okay.
For more complicated estate planning, the trust funding is very important, especially
okay.
if you're using a form of irrevocable trust. You want to fund it. You want to get it into that trust sooner rather than later because,
okay.
you know, every day matters.
Sure, sure.
Gifting. Now, this isn't really estate planning, but
right.
with the tax background, gifting, getting it out of the estate this year
right.
Is important as opposed to now you just lost the exemption for the year that you can use.
Okay.
Same thing with settlement of an estate, right?
Okay.
I mean, there are deadlines, and if somebody dies, you need to make sure if they have a retirement account that they satisfied their RMD requirements by the end of the year. So if they died and they haven't taken their 2025 RMDs, there's going to be a penalty
sure.
if it's not taken by year end. So there are little things like that that are important based on the circumstances. I agree. That's why the human element, having someone there to pick up the phone and call and say, I've never done this before. Tell me what to do.
Sure.
I get those phone calls all the time.
Mentioning, as you did earlier, the notification you received of somebody who died, you know, weeks or months later. I think you also mentioned a story a couple of weeks back about somebody who was it like an hour or 2 hours after the person passed that they reached out to you? What would you say would be an optimal, ideal time to reach out to Michele Conti and the Conti Law Firm in the event of somebody dying, in terms of where you'd fall in the batting order in terms of the contacts that need to be made when somebody passes away?
I would say you have to call us fairly quickly.
Okay.
You know, date of death is not necessary.
Okay.
2 days later even isn't necessary. When you actually obtain that death certificate, now getting an appointment, of course,
right.
I'll have clients who I've worked with, and they know we're busy. So they know they're not getting in the same day, the same week.
Right.
And they'll give me a heads up and say, so-and-so passed. You know, I anticipate getting the death certificate within 2 weeks. Can we make an appointment for week three?
Sure.
I think that's sufficient.
Okay.
But I have had people, again, even this week, I had somebody call me and say the person died. She called me at 8:30 in the morning. The gentleman had passed away the evening before. Now, she's not the quickest to call and report it.
Right.
I have had people call, you know, minutes. I had somebody call 13 minutes after somebody else died.
That seems quick.
I don't think you have to call me that quick.
No.
But, you know, within a week or so, 2 weeks is sufficient.
So about a couple weeks or so, just to be, again, you don't be, obviously there's a too late and you know, too soon, apparently. But okay, it's good to have that sort of laid out. And again, knowing where the estate planner falls, the estate planning attorney falls in the batting order there is very, very important to be able to settle everything. Because again, it's a complex process. It's a legally complex process. It's an emotionally complex process. And that's something that all needs to be weighed out as the process of what happens when a loved one passes away marches forward.
That's right.
So all good there. So in terms of the other things that might need to be considered as the year wraps up here, in terms of other things that people would need to do, you know, keep tabs on the plan, if the will, the trust, all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What other things would somebody need to do in your estimation before the year wraps up, just as a catch-all kind of thing as we sort of settle into a new year and just sort of take stock into what happened in 2025?
I always think it's helpful that you have some list, whether no matter how informal,
sure.
but you have a breakdown of what assets you actually have. You know, real estate's fairly simple,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you live there. Now, if you have multiple parcels or multiple properties, that's different.
Right.
But I say a list of where you currently do your banking, where your investments are. Do you have life insurance? Do you have an annuity? Do you have CDs? Where are they at? You know, properties, if they're in multiple states, list them out. So it doesn't have to be very formal. You don't have to take hours and hours and hours to do this.
Right.
Even just a listing of passwords. Everything is online these days. And I have people who their biggest complaint is, you know, the bank account. We know what bank they're in, but we don't have any information. Especially if it's a joint account or if there's a beneficiary or if there's, you know, there's so many things that are at play. I would just say having some sort of informal list with assets, with any creditors that you have, and then passwords or even, you know, if you have a safe, what's the code or where's the key at?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a safe deposit box? All of those things,
having
just a list for your next of kin.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, it does help. It's we've talked about it, and you've mentioned it, and I've mentioned that I have one. My parents set up an If I Should Die folder, and maybe that's part of it.
Maybe
that's reestablishing that, double-checking that, making sure that's okay. It's internal. It doesn't necessarily need to be, in conjunction with an estate attorney, but that's something my parents have in a place in their house where I know where it is. So it doesn't need to be.
I have some folks who say, look, everything's in my office or everything's in my dining room and my cabinet, everything, you know, and in mine, you know, it's at work because
I have
an office here and I just open a drawer and I throw it all in there.
Right.
But as long as whoever's handling stuff, spouse, and it blows my mind how many spouses don't know what the other spouse was doing.
Really?
Do we have a will? Do we have documents? Where do you think all of this stuff is? It's amazing to me. So letting somebody know, do you have a will and where is it?
Right.
And having all of those pertinent documents together, I think, would be a great start. And it doesn't have to be organized. If it's in one place, you know, if you have one of those old-time metal file cabinets.
Right.
If you don't, I can tell you, you can get them online for like $10.
Sure.
On Marketplace.
Right.
I've sold a bunch from different states.
So all, so yeah, okay, all good there. This is the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS as we wrap things up here on this episode of Estate Plan, Essentials of Estate Planning with Michelle Conte. This is Daryl Grandy. We're talking estate planning, a very, very important discussion to have as we do every week here, and a reminder of just where people should be. I mean, cases are different, but the circumstances and the to-dos and the things to know are pretty universal and things that should be kept in mind. And if you need any help at all, Michelle Conte and her staff, the ones smiling back at you, when you go to contelawpgh.com, are there for you, 724-784-0239. Again, two locations. One, I'll be at very, very soon, the North Fayette location, the OG location, 7880 Steubenville Pike, and the new location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Williamsburg, Pennsylvania. And you want to keep us going next week, our maybe final show of the year?
Yeah, can't wait.
Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. This is Essentials of Estate Planning. Daryl Grandy, Michelle Conte signing off for this week. Have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll see you right back here in 7 days.